2010.
When the 7-foot-tall numerals 1 and 0 were delivered to Times Square earlier this month, they weren't driven in on big gas-guzzling trucks. They were pedaled in by human power on pedicabs, which look more or less like rickshaws. That's just one of the symbolic changes making New Year's greener. The numerals themselves are saving energy. There are more than 500 bulbs in the numbers. This year, the 40-watt halogen bulbs have been swapped out for 9-watt LED lights. Susan Bloom, a spokesperson for Philips Lighting, the company that made the switch, she says the numerals will shine even more brightly.
Now they will deliver 80% greater energy efficiency. So if you will, the Times Square Bowl numerals have gone greener than ever.
Organizers say the power for those lights is also greener. It'll come from people pedaling stationary bikes in Times Square. Power from the bikes will be stored in batteries to light up the New Year's lights. Oh, and about the ball. In recent years, it's been dropping its energy usage. Bloom says since 2007, they've doubled the number of lights. But since those are LEDs, the ball is still 80% more efficient. Tim Tompkins is president of the Times Square Alliance. The Alliance is one of the event organizers. He says the time is right for the iconic celebration to go green.
Times Square is always this place that's kind of this mood ring for America that reflects whatever is going on. And certainly in recent years, the country and the world has been getting greener. And so it makes sense and it's consistent with history that Times Square is going green in the way that the country is going green.
There are lots of other big entertainment events trying to reduce their environmental footprints. Alan Hershkowitz is with the Natural Resources Defense Council. He's been helping to green the Grammys, the Academy Awards, Major League Baseball's World Series, and lots of other big events.
So when we talk about greening an event like the Times Square event, New Year's Eve in New York City, or the Oscars or the Grammys, we go category by category. Every category of operations, every purchase made engenders an environmental impact.
Hershkowitz looks for ways to reduce those impacts at each event. Everything from finding fuel-efficient transportation to get there, to buying paper products for the event made from recycled materials, to serving locally grown food. They've even started using recycled plastic to make red carpets for the Oscars. But sometimes these efforts draw criticism. When the Democratic National Convention tried to go green in 2008, press photos afterward showed piles of trash outside the convention hall. People wondered if the recycling and other efforts really made any difference. Hershkowitz says big events such as the DNC or New Year's at Times Square can make some environmental improvements, but their real impact is in the ideals they represent.
Frankly, I think the biggest thing that Times Square can do on New Year's Eve is what they're doing, publicizing environmentalism, saying, hey, that ball is made with energy efficient lighting to the 1 billion people that are watching that show.
Hershkowitz hopes people look at that symbol and make changes in their own lives in 2010. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.